Chapter 2. How much do I owe? As soon as I walk through the door of our flat in Fulham, Sue says, "Denny and George! Wow, Becky! Show me!" I love Sue's. She doesn't say, "Denny and who?" She understands me. But Sue's is a lot luckier than me. She's 25, like me, but her parents still give her money. They gave her the flat, too. Very slowly, I take the dark green box out of the bag. Then I take out the scarf. It's amazing. It's even more beautiful here than it was in the shop. "Oh, that's wonderful," says Suze. "You can wear it when you have dinner with James this weekend." I don't say anything for a minute. "I can't," I say. "I'm not seeing James anymore. Don't ask." "Okay," says Suze kindly. "How about coming down to Hampshire with me this weekend?" Suze's family has a second home outside London, and she often goes there. "It's okay," I say quietly. "I'm going to visit my parents." "Sure," says Suze. Then she remembers something. "Oh, Derek Smith from Endwich Bank phoned for you." I stare at Suze. I can't move. "What's the matter?" asks Suze. "Do you owe money?" "A little bit," I say. "It'll be fine." "Well, you don't have to pay me for the bills this month. Just pay them next month," she says. "Thanks, Suze," I say. She's the best friend that I've ever had. Later, I lie in bed, and for the first time in months, I think about money. How much do I owe altogether? There's the bank, and Visa, and Suze. It's about £6,000. I wake up the next morning and remember, £6,000. How am I going to find £6,000? I could save £6 a week for 1,000 weeks, or £60 a week for 100 weeks. I close my eyes and think hard. The lottery! I could win the lottery. I only need to win about £100,000, and maybe I could even buy a car. So, before I go to my parents' house, I buy a lottery ticket. I take some time choosing the numbers. This is important. I have to get it right. 1, 6, 9, 16, 23, 44. They look good. I feel that someone, somewhere, is trying to tell me something. Maybe I will win a million. I'll have a huge party. I'll buy houses for all my family and friends, and buy that coat at Whistles. "That's a beautiful skirt," my mum says when I get to my parents' house. "Was it expensive?"
"Not really," I say. "About £50?
This isn't true. It was about £150, but I can't tell mum that. She and Dad are always worried about me. When Dad talks about money, he says,
"There are two answers to money problems. Cut back or make more money."
I think about this evening when the lottery will be on TV. Dad will be very surprised when his daughter becomes a millionaire. In the afternoon, I see the neighbours, Martin and Janice Webster, outside.
"Hi, Becky. Nice to see you," Martin says.
"It's been a long time,"
Martin. She's very busy with her amazing job in London, Janice says.
Yes, we have been busy, I agree, trying to sound important.
Ever since the news about SBG buying Rutland Bank?
Oh, Becky, maybe you can help us with something, says Martin. We have an account with Flagstaff Life, and they've written to us about a better account. We can move our money to this new account.
And they'll send us a free clock, finishes Janice.
I've heard something about Flagstaff Life this week, but I can't remember what.
Are they a good bank?
Asks Martin.
Yes, very good, I say. But I know that I don't sound sure. It could be a good idea to move your money. Anyway, I must go. It was nice to see you.
And I hurry inside before they ask me any more. Later that evening, I'm staring at the television. The first ball has fallen. And it's 44. My number, 44. Then, the second ball falls. It's number one. I can't move.
It's happening. I'm winning the lottery.
And that's number three,
says a voice on the television.
What? That isn't right. They mean 23.
And number two.
What's happening?
Look at those numbers, says Mum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 44.
That's amazing.
What are you talking about?
Says Dad.
They're no more amazing than any other numbers.
Quietly, I get up and leave the room. I sit in the kitchen with my head in my hands. I'm not going to live in a big house or go on holiday to Barbados with all my friends or pay my visa bill. Maybe Dad is right. Maybe cut back is the answer. If I save £60 a week, I'll have £6,000 in 100 weeks. That's not bad. I sit up. I'll be able to pay my bills, and at the end of 2 years, I can buy something nice. I'll start on Monday. It'll be great.